Hey, this is WTOP's Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by, just say your name and your title.
Eugene Rogers, the artistic director of the Washington Chorus.
Yes, and we, gosh, I love when you come on every time. I think we spoke when you first took over the reins at the Washington Chorus, and every year we get to talk about A Candlelight Christmas. It's a little bit of a tradition here, so thank you so much for joining us again. And this year it runs, I guess December 15th at Strathmore, and then you'll head over to the Kennedy Center Concert Hall on December 16th, 20th, 21st, and 22nd. All right. So what year are you in now doing this? How many is this for you now?
This is my fourth year. Remember the first year, though, we did a virtual Candlelight Christmas. So even though it's my fourth year with the Washington Chorus, it's my third Candlelight Christmas in person. And I'm very excited. We have definitely have some special highlights and treats this year and surprises and some really remarkable collaborators that we're excited to share with our community.
Sounds great. Now what might be on the set list? I know you don't want to spoil the whole thing, but I think it helps get people out there. They hear their favorite Christmas carol, like, okay, I'm going to go see it. You know what I mean? So if you don't mind, absolutely, could you tease a couple of them maybe?
Of course I can. And first of all, we are bringing back our traditional opener once in Royal David City that, you know, we always love. It's called A Candlelight Christmas because those who know the tradition, the chorus processes in with candles to this powerful, powerful once in Royal David City. And then we'll sing tunes like Hark the Herald Angels Sing. We've got a lot of other traditional favorites, but I'm also excited about our collaborators, our guest artist, Aaron Myers, who's no surprise to the DC area, an arts advocate, composer, award-winning jazz soloist is going to be accompanying himself and singing the Christmas song, and we'll all join him on his own tune, Love All Year. We've got two side-by-side choruses, youth groups. The Gen Out Youth Chorus will join us on December 15th and 16th, DC's only LGBTQ+ allied youth chorus, and then Tacoma Park Academy will also join us December 20th through the 22nd. Paul Haynes conducts Gen Out, and Lulu Mfumbu conducts Tacoma Academy, and they will not disappoint. Not to mention, of course, that we have a lot of sing-alongs. We get the chorus involved. We've got things for the young people to dance and sing with us, and a few character surprises that I don't want to give away. And then we end with, of course, our beloved, the dream Isaiah saw in Silent Night. How can we not perform those two beloved songs for our community?
I love it. Are there any others we didn't mention? I'm looking at the set list now, and there's some great ones on there.
Oh,
you mentioned a bunch, but I'm going to do two radio pieces. So just for the sake of variety, and I can have another soundbite, rattle off some of the other great ones.
Absolutely. Hark the Herald Angels Sing, In the Bleak Midwinter by Becky McGlade, this hauntingly beautiful tune that we know. Then we have a huge Christmas medley that includes things like I'm Dreaming of a White Christmas and Santa Claus is Coming to Town and Joy to the World. But I'd also be remiss if I didn't talk about this new piece, A Winter Blue Jay. That's a brand new work by local composer Jonathan Combe. He's professor at Northern Virginia University, uses a text by Sarah Teasdale that speaks about the joy and love of winter and this season. And we're excited to premiere Jonathan Combe's work for choir, brass, and piano. And then, of course, we've got our two guest organists. Nathaniel Gums is our guest organist playing with us, and Paul Besaint Jr., both remarkably talented, really known organists and pianists. So we look forward to welcoming them as well back to the Kennedy Center.
Awesome. Well, that's fantastic. And then I know you kind of already, you know, hinted at it, mentioned it already, but let's just for the sake of having an extra soundbite on it. Now, visually, what do we see with the candle? It's called A Candlelight Christmas. So talk about just how almost, you know, goosebump inducing it is to be either. And if you could mention it for either Strathmore or Kennedy Center, because we're promoting both. But yeah, just to be in such grand halls, there's such beautiful spaces, and then to have the candlelight for Christmas. So just talk about why that's just amazing.
You know, First of all, for us, having the candles be the center of this concert, not only is it beautiful aesthetically for people to be able to see this beauty in both of those halls. I think both Strathmore Music Center as well as the Kennedy Center Concert Hall are stunningly beautiful halls. And to start the concert in dark with these candles, first of all, as a reminder of peace and love, and then to fast forward to the end of our concert when we get to Silent Night, which to have just those candles in the room while everyone is singing together, it is such a unifier, regardless of one's background, whether you have faith tradition or not. This concert allows us to celebrate both traditional Christmas and non-traditional Christmas and winter in the most beloved way. And these candles represent the beauty and I think the peace that we so desire and need, not just right now, but we need in our world, right, all the time, especially now. So it's one of my favorite parts of this concert. Silent Night, looking around that room, seeing all of those lights and the candles, there's nothing more beautiful. And I hope people will come out and take part in that. There are tickets that are really reasonable, from $15 to $99, depending on where you want to sit. But it's a very affordable concert to bring both young and old.
Well, expand upon something you just said, you know, that it's a reminder of love and peace, and we need that. Why we need that in the world right now. I mean, it's obvious, but, you know, it helps me with the soundbite for the radio. But yeah, just like, you know, the war going on in the world and in multiple places in the world right now. And it's just a reminder this time of year, we need reminders like that.
Yes. You know, this concert not only allows us to celebrate this holiday tradition, but the candles, which represent the beauty of the light, the beauty of the season and Christ, but it's also the beauty of peace, which we know with multiple wars going on in our world, with strife in our own country and poverty and houselessness. The candles have so much more meaning than just a beautiful feel-good moment. But really, I think, as our community, as all of us together being united, hoping and desiring and wishing for peace around the world and in our own communities, I don't think it gets better than that, Jason. I think it's one of the most, I think if nothing else, I hope people will come and experience that unifying moment together as we sing and really wish for that love and peace around the world.
Perfectly said. I couldn't have said it better myself. And just so you might have mentioned earlier, I just want to make sure I have the details correct. How many voices will be on stage? You know, because all you mentioned a bunch of different groups combining here. So, yeah, how many people are on stage in the Washington Chorus here?
Yes, in our performance in December 15th through the 21st, we will have over 170 singers on stage. We'll have the National Brass and Percussion, which is about another 8 to 10 players, in addition to our youth choruses. I mean, the stage is going to be full of performers and singers and instrumentalists. So really, on average, about 200 people uniting together on that stage, singing this really powerful concert. Folks won't want to miss this. And if you've seen it before, I always like to throw in a few surprises. So it's a little different every year. So come on out, get that wonderful experience and that wonderful holiday memory with family and friends.
That's fantastic. Thanks so much for doing this. I really appreciate it. Again, everyone, it is A Candlelight Christmas by the Washington Chorus. It's going to be Friday, December 15th at 8 p.m. at Strathmore. And then it heads over to the Kennedy Center Concert Hall for the final four shows on December 16th, 20th, 21st, and 22nd. So get your tickets now, everybody. Hey, thanks for doing this.
Thanks, Jason. Appreciate you, man. Take
Always.
Care.
Always. Bye.